World Affairs, Government. In the talk on the Great Conflict and other subjects which follow, you are getting many citations from our leaders' writings. In reviewing your citations, study and ponder these, and realize what wonderful things Mrs. Eddy has given us to use in handling the problems or challenges that confront us today in government, at home, and in the world. God governs all. We know, quote, "The Lord God omnipotent reigneth," close quote. Jeremiah writes, quote, "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off?" close quote. Since God is a God at hand, then all that God is at hand. Quote, "Man has no mind but God," close quote. If you do not now have this mind as your mind, when do you think it will become your mind? Is there a future tense to mind, to truth? Make your understanding practical. Speak with authority. Jesus did. He commanded us to do likewise. All that hinders you is your personal sense of things, which you are allowing to blind your realization. Be determined to maintain that the one mind is the only mind there is. When you allow the one mind to be your consciousness, evil of every name and nature will disappear, and error will be exterminated. Therefore, all the conditions appearing in the world are the manifestations of mind, though often appearing in a negative manner. The negative statement is only the positive in reversal. Now, reverse the negative, and it tells what God is. Immortal mind governs all. Even the so-called physical world is still mind in manifestation. Acknowledge this fact. You have to call everything good. God does. The Bible tells us God created all in and of himself, and he called everything good. Government is not something apart from you. You are the awareness of your Father governing all. This world is your world, and it is not external to consciousness. Quote, "The divine understanding reigns, is all, and there is no other consciousness." Close quote. This is the all-embracing mind. When we know the universe is God-governed, then government will be harmonious. Quote, "Christian scientists have a strong race to run and foes in ambush. But bear in mind that, in the long race, honesty always defeats dishonesty." Close quote. Quote, "God has endowed man with inalienable rights, among which are self-government, reason, and conscience. Man is properly self-governed only when he is guided rightly and governed by his Maker, divine truth and love." Close quote. World Affairs, Enemies. You are Christian scientists, yes, genuine Christian scientists. Mrs. Eddy wrote a special note to you. She said, quote, "A genuine Christian scientist loves Protestant and Catholic, DD and MD, loves all who love God good, and he loves his enemies." Close quote. Let us consider enemies. We will never see an enemy waging a battle without, unless we are having a conflict within. Because mortal mind always sees its beliefs externalized. It sees its own thoughts. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Who is thine enemy that thou shouldest love him? Is it a creature or a thing outside thine own creation? Can you see an enemy except you first formulate this enemy and then look upon the object of your own conception?" Close quote. Study these lines, and you will see that your enemy is wholly subjective. You had better love your thinking and know that all you think and behold is the presence of God. See that you entertain nothing that defiles the Christ consciousness. Quote, "Even in belief you have but one, that not in reality, and this one enemy is yourself, your erroneous belief that you have enemies, that evil is real, that aught but good exists in science." Close quote. It is quite right for Americans to defend the country against the efforts of outside interests to control the government. We are citizens, and we must do our part. We have to do more than just talk about these outside influences. We have to work. We have to handle the animal magnetism that is at our door. We have to keep everlastingly at it until we know it is handled and we feel secure. We must clearly see that it is wholly animal magnetism. Then we have no fear. We have to do it eventually. Why not now? We have the power to handle it now. Isn't all power given unto us right here on earth? Admit it. Christian Science reveals God's allness as right where a claim seems to be. Christian Science handles the claim metaphysically. And, quote, "the genuine Christian scientist loves," close quote. That is the test. Watch everything you say on this subject and make sure you are being the genuine Christian scientist. You know that God is governing his universe all the time, and he governs correctly. You practitioners who have named the name of Christian Science must be alert at all times. Lincoln said that he did not care if God was on his side. He only wanted to be on God's side. You and I have to be on God's side. And know God is governing. You must stand on principle. Do not speculate. Do not wonder. Do not wish. God does none of these things. Know that one with God is a majority. Be on God's side. Do not get lost in the tangle of emotion over politics. To be a Christian scientist is your great contribution to American life. Nothing else is important. You need only to be concerned with knowing that you are on God's side. Don't talk about principle, but be principle's evidence. Jesus said he was God's evidence. Jesus said to Philip, quote, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father," close quote. Quote, "I and my Father are one," close quote. Jesus said, quote, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth," close quote. Quote, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations," close quote. If all power was given to Jesus, This same power is given to you. Now act as possessing this all power. You may think things are very serious in the country, but don't stop with that. What are you doing about it? There is one mind, one consciousness, and that is all that is going on. But you must know it. When you know that your government is the government of God, then you are doing something worthwhile, and the effect will be the true expression of the one cause. Man, you must understand that every right idea is the being of God. To have it operate in your behalf, it must be sustained and maintained by you. It must be recognized and realized by you, Christian Scientists. You are the people who know how to do it. You know, Mrs. Eddy tells us, quote, "Whatever is possible to God is possible to man as God's reflection," close quote, because, quote, "man is God's image and likeness," close quote. World salvation, the ultimate. The book of Revelation reads, quote, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John." Close quote. And John writes, quote, "And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation." Close quote. Quote, "Mankind will be God-governed in proportion as God's government becomes apparent, the golden rule utilized, and the rights of man and the liberty of conscience held sacred. Meanwhile, they who name the name of Christian Science will assist in the holding of crime in check, will aid the ejection of error, will maintain law and order, and will cheerfully await the end, justice and judgment." Close quote. Quote, "The impersonation of the spiritual idea had a brief history in the earthly life of our Master. But of his kingdom there shall be no end, for Christ, God's idea, will eventually rule all nations and people, imperatively, absolutely, finally, with divine science. This immaculate idea, represented first by man, and, according to the Revelator, last by woman, will baptize with fire, and the fiery baptism will burn up the chaff of error with the fervent heat of truth and love, melting and purifying even the gold of human character." Close quote. Conclusion. Let us go forward. Keep your violin in tune. Be the true disciple that you are. You can and you must discipline yourself. You must steel yourself to meet every error as its master. You have the divine capacity. You are practitioners. You are the true disciples. Always have God as all in all. That's the end of this address.